I'm just going to pause our interview just for a moment, because I'd like to go back to where your farm is located and where the conservation area is and see if we can figure that out. So I'm just going to pause it for a moment.
Sure.
So you want me to say that?
Yes, you could go ahead.
Okay. I think we have kind of decided by looking at maps here as to where the location of that mink farm was. It was on 4th Avenue just off Curtis, and it's probably, I think, in the 208 conservation area on Burnaby Mountain.
Yeah, that would be District Lot 208. Yeah.
District Lot,
And it is,
it's part of the conservation area, but District Lot is the way it's called. Okay.
And it looks like it's possible that the Burnaby Mountain Parkway may have crossed over
it looks like that's a possibility.
Yeah.
There was a fair bit of building going on once the Simon Fraser University, and then, of course, the Horizon Restaurant up there. So it could very well be Burnaby Mountain Parkway.
So we were thinking that it might be good to get some older air photos out, and perhaps we could identify it. Mm-hmm. But we'll have to do that as a project sometime.
Yes. That sounds like fun, going down to the archives. Yeah, where are they located now?
Oh, where the library is. Is it McGill Library in
North
McGill.
Burnaby? Yes. Yeah, McGill Library.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And
that's right near the senior center there, too.
Oh, yeah, I think that is right.
Yeah.
I've actually come to an end of my questions.
Oh,
are there things that you would like to add? Please add things.
Well, thank you. You asked me about volunteering. I've thought of one other thing. I've been helping with the Parkinson's Walk that happens in Confederation Park, but that's not to do with Burnaby Mountain. But anyway, that is something else that I have volunteered to do. But
any other stories about the mink farm?
About the mink farm. Let's see now. Well, I loved going to school, and I must have been in grade 2 or 3 or 4 or whatever, and I wanted to help the teacher after school do whatever needed to be done to prepare the classroom for something, and I don't remember what it was. Anyway, Miss Mazur was the teacher's name, and I got busy helping her, and you know, it got started to get dark, and I thought, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I've got to get home. Mom's going to wonder where I am, and I have two miles to go. So, and I had no idea how dark it had become, and I was just so involved. So my teacher said, no problem, I'll walk with you. So she walked me home 2 miles, and that was such an exciting experience. And of course, Mother was coming down the mountain at that time because she's wondering, where did Maureen go? So that was a really nice experience. I had a really good time with that school, Sperling Avenue School. And one time I was asked if I would please teach a grade 2 class because the teacher hadn't arrived yet, and would I mind going over to the grade 2 wing and just sort of leading the class in something. And so that was quite exciting.
Yes.
So good experiences there.
Yes.
I was just trying to think of some other things that we might have done that were kind of unique. I have to tell you about bathing. Bathing up the mountain was in the wash tub. The big wash tub in the middle of the kitchen floor, and then we could put hot water into it from the stove. Anita and I, we were the first to bathe, then after the rest of the family had their turn. So it was one wash tub, one lot of water, because that's all we could afford, and that's how we bathed, until we got a bathroom that had been added on. And it wasn't connected to a heating system, so it was cold in there, unless we were having a bath and then we had hot water running and then it heated up the bathroom. So that was our bathroom experience. Let's see if there was anything else that I... My Aunt Karen had a trunk in one of the houses up the mountain property there full of clothing from Sweden. And she allowed us, Anita and me, to go there, go through them and dress up. We could put any clothing on that she had there. So we had such a lot of fun, so that was a real gift for us. And one other thing I just mentioned about, we were having horse meat, but that was being used for our mink feed. my cousin Jim, the one that lived on 41st Avenue, who loved to come up, he said, can I go with you in the truck to get the meat? So he went with Gus, the member of the G.A.K. Mink Farm, Gus Guftaby, who drove the truck down to where the horse meat was to be found. And, of course, it was at the slaughterhouse. And apparently my cousin Jim was looking through the fence at all the horses and just marveling at all these horses. And then all of a sudden, bang.
Oh, no.
And down this horse went. He has never forgotten. He was just telling me the other day when we got together, he said, I've never forgotten the shock of that horse. It was alive 1 minute and gone the next. And I realized that that was the meat that would eventually be used for feeding the animals. I've never forgotten it. That would upset me too. I don't think there was anything else that I needed to add. We took tap dancing lessons. We drove down from the mountain to Evelyn Ward. She still, I think, has her dance school. We took tap dancing down there, went down from the mountain, and that was our sort of event out. And we also went skating to the Hastings Park, and they had a skating rink there, and we used to go down there, and we'd always stop for ice cream at Dairyland Ice Cream right there on the corner of Hastings and Boundary. Huge, huge Dairyland ice cream shop. That was our treat at the end. And I think that's it. Thank you.
Well, that's wonderful. I really appreciate all your stories and the stories of the mountain.
It's fun to share them.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
And I'll stop our interview.
Okay.